go to the book of Hebrews today. Hebrews chapter 13. As we hear what thus saith the Lord to our hearts, and remember that God sends his word to help us. And as the word of God comes, please receive it, because God's word does not return void. It's going to accomplish what he has intended it to accomplish. But if we could just be submissive and say, Lord, mold me and make me. Help me, Lord. God will help us. Hebrews, the 13th chapter, reading verse 15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. We thank God for that 15th verse. And this morning, preaching from this subject, God has placed this on my heart to bring to us today, is praising God continually. Amen. Praising God continually. As we look at that 15th verse, we'll want us to look at that portion where it says we are to offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. Continue, that means over and over again. We don't get weary in this service, but we keep offering God the praise by him, according to what Jesus has done for us. Jesus has made it possible for us to be able to praise our God who has become our Father. Praise is often our response to an action that directly benefits us. Something that benefits us, helps us, and we can just rejoice. We can just offer up all kinds of praises to God. We often find it easy, excuse me, to praise God when he has blessed us. Uh-huh. Oh, God, oh, the Lord blessed me with such and such and such. And you want to tell everybody. Uh-huh. Amen. So it's easy when he has blessed us. It's easy when he helped us. Yeah. You know, you're in a situation and you prayed to God and God delivered you out of that situation and he helped you, and it's time to praise. You can just get happy, and you want everybody to be happy with you. So it's easy to praise God then. It's easy to praise God when he protects us. Amen. You know, when we are in danger situation, and if it hadn't been for the hand of God, oh, it would have been a tragic situation. But God protected us, and we want everybody to praise God with us. We want to tell it. Tell what God has done for us. We can sing. Some songs we sing and praising God just makes us happy. Amen. We worship God, and we talk about the goodness of God. So when everything is good, we can talk about it, and we can praise God. But as we look at that 15th verse again, it says, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. So all the good things that God has done for us, we can just lift up holy hands and rejoice, and we can get happy by ourselves. We say that when I think of the goodness of God, of Jesus, and all he done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, thank God for saving me. You can just be by yourself and sing that and just get happy. But we want to look at this sacrifice of praise. What about the times God did not come through the way we wanted him to? What about it? All of us in our Christian walk with the Lord, I believe, we prayed for things, and we prayed for one thing, and it didn't come out the way we thought it would. All right, so what you gonna do now? It looks like the devil come bring to your mind, God's far away from you. And when these things that come into our lives that's not benefiting us and making us happy, sometimes, not all the time, sometimes it's the last thing to come into our hearts is to praise God. That's not the, when trouble is on every hand. Amen. When things are coming out not the way you prayed for it and it didn't come out the way you thought it was going to come out. And a lot of times when those things happen, that's the last thing you think about is praising God. But praise must come from the heart. So this is where that sacrifice of praise come in. This is the time when things didn't go the way you thought they should. That's the time when your personal sacrifice of praise is required. When it didn't work out your way, it's time to praise God the same way you did when it worked out and you were happy and you were blessed and you were protected. We're not going to shortchange God because things didn't go the way we thought they were going to go. When life is not going the way we think it should, we got to remember this. God is still good. Amen. God is good. In spite of what we have fixed in our minds, because the sum total of it, I believe that if we could have our way, everything would always be joy and happiness and peace and there would be no trouble and you would love folks and they would love you back and you wouldn't have enemies. But that's not the way it is. As a follower of Christ, the Bible reminds us that we're going to have to endure some suffering. We're going to have to endure the devil's children coming against us. We're going to have to endure those times when look like trouble won't go away. We've been praying, but in the midst of all that, we got to hold on to the fact that God is good and we trust him, and because we trust him, we're going to praise him. The devil doesn't want us to trust God. The devil doesn't want us to praise God. The devil wants us to doubt God because things are coming our way. That's how we defeat the devil. We give God the praise. We trust God. We know that things will work out for our good when we put our trust in him. All things work together for good to those who love the Lord and who are the called according to his purpose. And I believe this, as we reflect in our lives, we're going to find out that there are some things that happen in our lives. We're glad it didn't go our way. We're glad that God had a better way. We're glad that we can trust God to know that God will take care of us. Can I get an amen? So we got to praise him and trust him, saints. Because it's not going to be eternal happiness here in this world. We will only receive the benefit of eternal happiness is when we get to heaven. When we get home. When we get in the presence of the Lord. Let's look at Nahum, if you would. Go to the Old Testament. The book of Nahum. I want to read a passage for you. Nahum chapter 1. verse 7. Listen to what the word says. The Lord is good. Saints, you hear what the word of God says? The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. He's our strength when things are not going our way. He's our strength when it looks like the enemy has us backed in the corner and he's going to give us a knockout blow. Amen. Our God is a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. Isn't it good to serve a God who knows all about us? Isn't it good to serve the God that knows that we trust him? We have confidence in him. There are things in life as we serve the Lord we might not fully understand, but because we know that God loves us, God sent his son Jesus, he died for us, God has made a way for us to be delivered from the bondage of sin, God has made a way for us to be adopted into his family and become children of God, God knows those that trust in him. We got to trust him, saints, at all times. At all times, you got to trust God. So, what about when the life storms are raging? We got to praise him. When it's not peaches and cream in the home. When your job, you working and they just won't promote you. Amen. They're promoting all these other folks all around you. Yeah. Amen. What about when your neighbors, you haven't done anything to them, but they don't like you? Amen. Amen. What about your family members? Sometimes your family members, you have a problem with them. Amen. Amen. You living right, they don't want to live right, and they'll attack you. Oh, yeah. They'll call you old holy whatever, whatever, and leave your house. What about those times when life is not gone? And you know, if anybody you expect to kind of support you, it's your family. Oh, but when these things are happening and the storms of life are raging, we got to praise him. And when we praise him, you know what? God is honored. Amen. See, God knows the ones that trust him. And we got to honor. If you would, let's go to Job, the 13th chapter. We want to see what Job said when he was in. And we know Job had some trouble. Yes. We know that his friends turned against him. He lost his family. He lost his animals and the different things. He had a great loss. Amen. But look in Job the 13th chapter. Look at Job's testimony. Look at Job's sacrifice of praise. The 15th verse. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Look what Job is saying. All that he's going through is his body sores from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. He said, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Yeah. You know, the devil thought if he would take all that Job had and afflict him, that he wouldn't praise God. But look at Job's testimony. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. But I will maintain my own ways before him. Look at verse 16. He also shall be my salvation in the midst of trouble. As a child of God, God is yet your salvation. God is yet your protection. God is yet the one that's going to keep you from falling. God is the one that's going to uphold you with the right hand of his righteousness. In the midst of it, he says, many are the affliction of the righteous, but he delivereth us out of them all. We got to keep praising God and remember what Scripture says. That's the blessing of Scripture. When you know what God said in his word, that will help you to send up the praises to God. Because God has promised us he's going to bring us out of these troubles. He's going to make a way. Amen. We got to go through some things, but we know, we sang the song, victory is mine. God will give us the victory. So Job says, he also, 16 verse, shall be my salvation, for an hypocrite shall not come before him. Thank God we got to be like Job. In the midst of difficulty, and I guarantee you, we all have to go through those things. But you know, when you do it God's way, when you put your trust in God, when you know that God is your helper, when you know that God has promised us in his word that there is no temptation that we face, which is nothing but a human problem. But God is faithful. So you hear what God says? God is faithful. He will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. And we like to say, he won't put any more on us than we're able to bear. God knows our situation, and he knows when to step in and give us that exit out of the situation. But in the midst of going through the situation, I want you to know God is with you. He said he wouldn't leave us. When trouble comes, God doesn't desert us. Amen. When friends will leave you alone, but God won't. He said, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. God has promised us that he would help us. He said he would strengthen us. He said he would uphold us with the right hand of his righteousness. And if God upholds us, there's no power greater than God's power. The Bible declares he has power in heaven and earth and beneath the earth. And we need to understand that when the devil brings his trouble into our lives, God has a way out. But we got to keep trusting him. We got to praise him. We got to say, Lord, I know that you're with me. Lord, I know you said you won't leave me. See, that's what the scripture will do. And when you recite the scriptures, it brings us hope. It strengthens us. It encourages us. And it let us know that we're not the only one that had to go through trouble. Our Lord and Savior, when he walked this earth, he had a whole lot of trouble. Amen. But he came out victoriously every time. Faith is your victory. Faith is your victory. You got to have unshakable faith in the Lord. So as we continue to see Job, all the trouble that he had, even his wife encouraged him to die. Curse the Lord and die. But he trusted in God. And in the end, says, God provided a way of escape, and God blessed him richly above what he had before. See, our God is true to his word. And this is what the devil doesn't want us to understand, is that when trouble comes, he wants us to doubt God. He wants us to say, I've been praying about this and God hasn't answered me. And the devil, first of all, you remember who you're dealing with. The devil is a liar. The Bible says he's the father of lies. And that's why we need to memorize. I can't emphasize enough of us memorizing scripture, because David beautifully placed it. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. When I have the word of God and I do what God's word says, I know I'm going to be blessed, and I know God is going to do what he says. And it brings comfort to our souls. It lifts our spirits up. It keeps us encouraged to know that Jesus went through, and he told us in his word that as he suffered, it's coming. As ye suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise. Amen. This is a suffering way. As a passage of scripture says that we were not only called to believe in him, but to suffer. Amen. We are suffering for the sake of Christ. Make sure it's for his sake. Make sure you're suffering because you're living right. Make sure you're suffering not because of what you've done, but make sure that you're taking a stand against wrong and you're living according to God's word. And when you do that, you're going to have enemies. But thank God, our Heavenly Father can take care of every enemy we have. There's no problem that he can't solve. There's no situation that he can't deliver us out. And I thank God. So that 15th verse of Hebrews again says that we are to praise him continually. Continually. Continually, saints. We don't only praise God for his blessings. And this is what a lot of people do. As long as they are blessed of the Lord, they're happy. But God wants us to know that we got to continue to praise him, not only when he's blessing us. Look, if you would, turn with Isaiah, the 29th chapter. I want us to look at this passage in Isaiah chapter 29. Listen what the word of God said. It says, wherefore the Lord said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their hearts far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precepts of men. There are a lot of folks who are talking about they love the Lord. There are a lot of people who say they're on the way to heaven. There are a lot of folks who are saying, he's my Lord and Savior. But it's just lip service. Their heart is not in it. They do it because it's the seemingly to be the proper thing to do, is to honor God by saying that I love the Lord. But I thank God for the word of God. It'll help you know whether or not you love the Lord. Amen. The Bible makes it plain. If you love me, keep my commandments. Amen. Talk is cheap. But you got to live this life. And you can tell people that they need to be holy, but you got to live holy. You got to tell people that God hates a liar, and you got to speak the truth. Amen. You can tell folks that God forgives, but you know what? You got to forgive as well. Amen. So we got to back up what we say by our life. Amen. You just can't talk your way into heaven. You got to live your way. You got to do what God says. So God says these people come to me with their mouth, with their lips do honor me, but have removed their hearts far from me. And the fear toward me is taught by the precepts of men. See, when your heart is right with God, you speak the truth in love. You love your neighbor. You love your enemy. Because that's what God told us to do. In essence of what I'm saying is, when your heart is right with God, we obey his word. And we can obey God's word because we know that we have the help from God. So we don't only praise God for his blessings, and that's what a lot of people do. They can praise him. And they want everybody around them to praise with them. But oh, when the trouble is around, we don't hear too many people saying like Job, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Amen. I'm going to praise him anyway. See, because a lot of times, when we look at situations, when trouble comes, we can praise God because it could be a whole lot worse. And we all think about that. Amen. And we have a pity party for ourselves. We try to look around and it's poor me, nobody but me. But let me tell you, stop focusing on yourself and focus on God. Focus on what he's promised us he's going to do. And we don't want to just come to him with lip service. Man, we want to come to him with a true heart. So when we praise God, it's not only, it's not only for all the good things he does. But we got to praise him when trouble comes into our lives. See, that's the sacrifice. That's your sacrifice. Amen. That you're going to continue to trust him in spite of. You're going to continue to praise him in spite of. You're going to continue to lift up holy hands to him in spite of. But this is one thing we know. When we have faith in him, he's going to bring us out. Amen. So real praise continues regardless of circumstances. Good times or bad. I'm going to repeat that. Real praise continues regardless of circumstances. Good times or bad comes from a worshiping heart. Let's go to Acts, the 16th chapter, see if we can illustrate sacrifice, praise, real praise. Acts chapter 16. I'm reading starting at verse 22. We're going to see an account of Paul and Silas. What they did, whether or not they offered sacrifice of praise in bad times. I'm starting at the 22nd verse. And the multitude rose up together against them. And the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. As they were doing what God told them to do.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. They weren't bothering folks. They were trying to teach people the way of righteousness.
Amen.
All right, so, but they took, the magistrates commanded them to beat them. 23rd verse. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jail to keep them safely. So they whipped them and put them in jail and told the jail keeper to keep them safely. And look what the jail keeper did. Who, having received such a charge, instruction from those, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And they were already put them in prison and stocks with those wooden contraption, let me use that word, where they put their feet in it and they lock it. And sometimes they would put the hand in, so they were supposed to be good and safe. Can I get an amen? Amen. All right now. But remember now, remember, to be beaten, put in jail, that's a bad time. Especially when you hadn't done anything but good. But look what let's look what Paul and Silas did. So they're in jail, feet in stock, locked in stocks. Then look at verse 25. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. You mean after they've been whipped, put in prison, put in stocks? They weren't crying, oh, poor me.
Uh-huh.
No, no, no. At midnight they prayed.
Uh-huh.
They sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them.
Oh, yeah.
And look what God did. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's band were loosed. You mean after they praised God, God sent an earthquake? Amen. And all the enemies got them so locked and safe and locked up behind the doors. The Bible says after they gave praise to God, immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loose. All the prisoners, They were unshackled.
Amen.
Can you imagine what would happen down in Duval County Jail?
Amen.
It would be national news. That place would be emptied. Amen. But look, let's look at what God do here. And the keeper of the prison, awakening out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. See, he would have killed himself because he would have not kept the prisoners secure and locked up. So they were going to probably kill him. He said, I just do it myself. But oh, God had a plan, saints. God had a plan in the midst of, and those prisoners, you know, down in Duval County jails, sometimes they take them up in these places and mistreat folks. Some of the prisoners see what they did.
Yeah.
They see how those policemen mistreat them.
Yeah.
All right. So they said he would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But look at the folks who gave praise. But Paul cried out with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Do you mean God loosed the shackles of all those prisons and not a person left out of there?
Amen.
What a mighty God be saying.
Amen.
Amen. But God had a plan, saints.
Yes.
But God had a plan. And Paul told him, said, we all here. Don't kill yourself.
Amen.
Then he came. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembled and fell down before Paul and said, and Silas, and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? See, God had a plan, saints. Amen. And but it worked because in the midst of a difficult situation where they had been put in prison and whipped, they praised God. And God did a miraculous thing. That jailer was about to kill himself. And Paul said, we're all here. And he came in and he said, sir, what must I do to be saved? I believe that was because they gave those praise to God continually in good situation and bad situation. And we got to take a lesson from that, saints, because as sure as we live, there are situations in our lives that if we are not prayed up and memorize the scripture and know that our God never fails, and know that nothing comes into our lives unless God allows it. And if God allows it, he's going to bring us out. So in the midst of going through these, we have to offer praises to God. And when you offer praises to God, you sometimes forget about the trouble you're in.
Amen.
Amen. Because God lifts your spirit. God encourages you. God helps us. Because there is. You know, we have this saying, when praises go up, blessings come down. Amen. In good and bad times. When praises go up, we're praising God, blessings come down. So the Lord wants us, as we live for him in this evil world, that we are to praise him continually in good and bad times, because he's with us when the times are good, and he's with us when the times are bad. And he will provide a way of escape that we may be able to bear it.
Amen.
Praising God continually. Will everyone please stand? Everyone please stand. We thank God for his word, and as I said, he sent his word to help us.
Oh, yeah.
And let's remember that he sent this, and if we do what he says, look what he did for Paul and Silas.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. God will bless you as we praise him continually. Pray, and he pray without ceasing. Praise him without ceasing.
Amen.
Amen. Here's about, dear God, our Father, we thank you for your word.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, that in this world we shall have trouble.
Yes.
When Jesus walked the earth, he had trouble.
Yes.
But, Lord, he always obeyed you.
Yes.
Father, we ask you to give us that attitude.
Oh, yes, Lord.
That we will always obey you.
Yes.
will always offer praises to you. Because you are worthy of all praises. Help us, Lord, to know with assurance that as we lift up holy hands to you, that you will always bring us out. Lord, help us when things don't go our way. Help us to know that it's because you got a better plan. And your plan, Lord, always works out for our good. Lord, we ask you to bless everyone here under the sound of my voice. Father, we ask you to bless the saints and encourage them. Keep them looking to you. Keep them lifting up holy hands, offering praise to you. And Lord, we ask you to look on those who are unsaved. Lord, please draw them to you. Help them to come crying and say, Lord, I need you. I need to be saved. Lord, forgive me of my sins. Lord, we ask you to bless this church. Bless it to be a saving station. Lord, we ask you to bless all our members, friends, and well-wishers. And we thank you for all that you've done, Lord. We thank you, Lord, because you're so good to us. We thank you for the trials and tribulations that you've delivered us and you've helped us because you are true to your word. Father, we ask you to keep us meek and humble. Keep us with our minds stayed on you. And we will forever praise your holy name. Thank God. Amen. And amen.